Holy Spirit now, Father God, Holy Spirit now, Father God, Holy Spirit now, Father God, for Jesus is my King. Holy Spirit now, Father God. Holy Spirit now, Father God. Holy Spirit now, Father God. For Jesus is my King.
Wife asked me not to cry. Father God, I just say thank you that you are just so far above all our things. You decided to just come to earth as Jesus Christ, a man himself, and you carried the cross of our burdens and our sin and our mess and our chaos, and you walked the Calvary and you took that place for us. And Holy Spirit, you just made all those things happen on the way. So each and every one of us in this room can be ransomed, brought, rescued, restored in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
There was a word there for you, Chris. There's a word there for you. Yeah, there's a word there for you. I didn't even know I was speaking today, which is quite impressive because I'm probably the most organised person you've ever met. And but a few of you would have heard me speak on this before, and me and Anthony went down to Wales and met some friends, and I spoke about it again because I think it's one of the most key point in scriptures as a corporate body and a personal that we can actually really take on board. He says in John 15, verse 16, that this beautiful thing happened, that Jesus chose each and every one of us in this room. Every single one of us. And I remember when Steve Daly used to come in on a Thursday night, he used to play his guitar, and I used to think, who is this guy? Who is this guy? I used to think, who is this guy? And the boldness that he used to have. You know, this is what Dovegate Prison looked like, by the way.
Yes.
This is what it sounded like. I mean, I was just saying to Karen there that we sing that song, and she reminded me that everyone else sing that song as well. It's not just that we used to sing it in Dovegate, but we used to actually get such a great expression of love and solidarity in that prison chapel, that we used to sing these songs like Open Your Eyes, My Heart, Lord, and Amazing Grace. And as Karen just reminded me, so did all the churches. So did all the churches. See, Jesus chose every single one of us, including me, including you. Doesn't matter whether we're inside prison or outside prison. Every single one of us are exactly the same in front of the cross. So he didn't turn around and say, hey, I'm going to start putting conditions on the cross. He didn't turn around and say that you have to do a little bit more to receive Jesus Christ. Never said that. He just said, I chose you. Can you imagine that, being chosen? How many times have you felt like you've been rejected, you've been pushed out, you've been fouled apart, you've got things going on in your heart and in your mind, you're not quite sure where they came from? They might be from the past, they might be fear of the future. You might not feel like you're first, you might always feel like you're last. You might even feel that you're stuck in all the middle. But Jesus says, I chose you. Every single one of us in this room, he chose us. We've been elected, man. See, this is what heaven looks like on earth. This is what it looks like when sinners come together and we worship and we praise and we do those things together. He chose us. He chose us. I want to say thank you to this church. Why? Because this church did what other church didn't want to do. They said, let's pray and let's set the captives free. See, sometimes people don't want to do that prayer. Why? Because this is what it looks like. Looks like mighty men turning up. All good looking guys like me. And we come with a bit of baggage. Some of us might still be swearing. I've got to work on that, Lord. Some of us might have issues of anger and all the other stuff. Some of us might still be caught up in addictions and mess and all the other stuff. But this church, little Dovegate Church, in the middle of Uttoxeter, in middle England, decided to pray and set the captives free. And I want to say thank you, Colin. I want to say thank you to your glorious wife. You know, I remember that day you first picked me up from prison. And I come and ate all your food and raided your fridge. I want to say thank you for that, because, sir, this is what it looks like. All those prayers that you prayed and you weren't quite sure whether they were going to heaven, whether they were coming back. But God ignited them with a thunderbolt and a lightning. And he amplified them. And I want to say, good and faithful servant, sir. Because it takes men like you to pray for men like me. For me to hear Jesus Christ.
And the house is still standing.
So you've been appointed, see? You were chosen, you were appointed. What does that appointment look like? As I said, I'm the guy that's always on time. Yes. Everyone knows me, that I'm always on time. Might not be in my time, but I'm in God's time and as best I can be. See, the Holy Spirit is never wrong, is he? So there's an appointment on your life, every single one of us. We've been appointed to do things. So he chose you. He appointed you. But I can't do it. Colin, I can't do it, see? We can't actually set the captives free. How are we going to do that? He's going to equip you. See, it's not just you and yourself, because it's a corporate thing sometimes, John 15, verse 16. It was more than one church coming together. And it was an amazing thing, the Anglican church, the Catholic church, the Free church, the Pentecost church, everything else in between church, all got together. That's what they did. And we all looked a little bit different than Dovegate. And being a chaplain ward in Dovegate was an amazing thing, to serve the Free church and the Anglican church, the Catholic church, the Methodist church. See, sometimes that appointment on your life is going to be a group of you, just like this little church. Linked to all the other churches that we're going to go and visit once a month. Might have to once every 3 weeks, there's that many of them. See, God chose you just like he chose me, and he appointed you just like he appointed me, and he equipped you just like he equipped you, and he equipped me to go and do what? Colin, this is what fruit looks like. This is it. It says, abide in one another. Abide in one another. Because you love Christ and he loved you. This is what happens. See, what kind of fruit are we actually really talking about? See, because the fruit that I lived in was aggression and anger and denial and division and locked in a space of darkness and no hope. And I used to cry at 2 o'clock in the morning in my cell, in my pillow. And I'd come out the next day and I'd put this face on. And there's loads of other men looking at me with the same face, called pride. Trying to protect themselves, protect their hearts. But this prayer in this church broke through, set the captives free. Your prayer, and your prayer, and your prayer. So you've all been appointed. You've all been equipped. Why? Because you chose to follow Christ as best you can. What's that fruit going to do? It's going to be everlasting. See, the glimpse that you had of heaven, sir, is the glimpse of everlasting. That's not just for now. That's just the Lord just saying to you, hey, you good and faithful servant, this is what you're going to see. See, he's a good father, so he wants us to see bits of what's going to happen, and just to encourage us and to make sure that we're staying on the right track. So you've been appointed. All of us are on time. Perfect. God's timing. Every single one of us in this room. See, there is no mistake in this room, because Jesus Christ died for every single one of us. And why did he die for every single one of us? Because he wanted us all to be reunited and united back to him. So you're not a mistake, see? None of us. When you're in that dark place of feeling that you're not part of it, or you feel that you are not going to get in front and you're not going to be doing... That's not how it is. I've been chosen. Been chosen, Cole. Me and you, we got chosen for this. It's not always been easy, has it, bro? Some days are harder than others.
But this is what it looks like, the fruit that's bearing. What kind of fruit? Everlasting fruit.
When I was a young kid, about 16, 17, I used to go and steal cars. And all these cars I used to steal, I never realised the impact until one day I stood in the court and actually the prosecution read what happened. So the car I stole, the next day the people couldn't get to a hospital appointment. And they actually didn't know what to do because they came out, they were so dumbfounded that their car was missing. That their next day was so impacted. That wasn't good fruit. And it stuck with me for a long, long time, that did. I carried on doing what I was doing, but it really made an impact on my thinking. That thing that I did that day impacted that family that way. I don't want to be bearing that kind of fruit no more. I want a different fruit. A fruit of love and joy and happiness and excitement and suffering and tolerance. And patience. And I know that some of you heard this message, but this message is so important. Why? Because if we stay in the vine, if we keep praying, Carl, if we keep praying all those nights that we've prayed into the dark night and we're not quite sure where we're going next, and as you said, you feel like you're holding on, and this is what happens. See, God is after a certain kind of person, and that looks like me and you. He wants us to pick up our cross. He wants us to look forward. He wants us to hear him, as Steve said. If you hear him, you know you're one of his sheep. I nearly told the joke about the sheep then, Steve. I never thought I was going to get chosen for anything. I was never first on the football team. I was good at football. Five-a-side, not really. So I played cricket. And even though I was good at cricket at school, I was really good at cricket, but I never got chosen. I don't know why I never got chosen. I always felt awkward in that lineup. Have you ever been in that lineup when you're like, am I going to be first? And as soon as you're first, like, you're looking back. So that's not the God that we serve. All of us are equal. Every single one of us. But the most important part of the scripture that just keeps coming back to me and coming back to me and coming back to me then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Are you scared to ask? Is that the reason we don't ask? Is that the reason that some churches that actually don't want to pray for the captives to set free because this is what it looks like? Is that true? Are we scared to ask for healing in case we don't get healing? Is that how it is? Are we scared to ask for abundance in case we don't get an abundance? Is that what stops us from doing it? Because it was this church, one of the first churches, that prayed for Dovegate and sent Steve and his wife in and other people. They didn't know what they were doing. They just stood up and prayed. They weren't quite sure how it was going to turn out. But they did the first bit. They prayed in his name. Whose name? Father God's name. Jesus Christ's name. Holy Spirit. See, all those things are great that we've been chosen, we've been appointed, we've been equipped to do all these things and bear fruit. Not just fruit for today, that's going to be everlasting. Your children's children are being bred from this moment in time. Says do it in his name. Ask in his name. What stops us from asking in his name? Why? Is it so unbelievable that it's not going to happen? Do you not want to do the journey for the breakthrough? I heard two people stood up this morning, they couldn't sing. It sounded glorious to me. See, sometimes our glory and our gloriousness sounds better when we're doing it together. We shouldn't be doing these things on ourselves. The scripture after scripture and the word of God that talks about doing it together in Christ. As one. Not as ten. As one. So who's been chosen? Yeah?
Who feels that they haven't been chosen? A couple of hands that thought they didn't, but... Who feels that they've been appointed? Yeah? Some of you feel late? Yeah? Do you feel that you've been equipped? Sometimes feel that you're not quite sure where the equipment's going to come from. What's going to happen next? Who feels that the fruit of their life is changing? Yeah? Can you see the scriptures starting to line up with the way you're living your life? See, sometimes we can base scriptures actually on facts. Facts. Some of you turned up at Liberty Farm, some of you turned up at war, some of you stepped out of the prison cell, some of you didn't. Facts. Since you've been in Christ, does your life look better? Since you prayed to God, does your life feel better? It's facts. See, this Word of God is not just a whimsy book. I did a Bible study about 4 months ago about facts. So if you can see the facts in your life, that you have been chosen, and you have been appointed, and there's an equipment in your life going on, and you might not get all the tools in the box today. You want to see some of the new lads on the building site trying to use a drill when they don't know how to use one. It's amazing to see. And we give them a tape measure and a hammer first, and a pencil, and a saw, and they wonder why they haven't got the DeWalt and everything else. They don't know how to use it yet. And that's the truth in that, sir. Sometimes things take time. It's not always God that needs to be patient, is it? It's us. See, because he's just watching his children grow. Can you see that the fruit in your life is different from what it used to be? Can you see that your future looks different? Can you see that the relationships that you have with people in your life look different? That's factual. It's factual. And that last scripture, it's a beautiful scripture, it says, say in his name. Pray in his name. Whose name? Not my name. I'll let you down quite a lot because that's who I am. I'm not perfect. See, sometimes we actually forget to do the last bit. And the last bit is as important as the first bit. See, it's nice to be chosen, isn't it? It's nice to have the first go of the football team or the cricket team or to get that job. It's nice. Feels good. Makes us feel good inside when we've been chosen. Hey, it's nice to be told that there's an appointment on your life and you're now a somebody instead of being a nobody. And it's nice to start getting all the equipment to do that job, to do that thing in your life. It's nice when you drive your first car, you buy your first trainers, you get your first bit of money in your pocket. It's nice that when you start seeing your debts being resolved and all the other stuff, it's nice, isn't it? See, the first thing, first four parts of this scripture, it's all about us. We feel nice being appointed. We feel nice, all the abundance and the equipment of the heavens in our life. It's nice. And it's great, isn't it? Resolution and division just moving away and back of our families and friends. It's nice. Makes us feel good inside. It's really nice. It's nice to actually realise that these moments in time changes the future. My daughter is different because her dad is different. It's nice. But there's one little bit right at the end. He says, hey, why don't you do it in my name? Why don't you say these things in my name? Who's stopped doing that? Yeah? Because we all do it. I feel like I've been doing it lately. We all do it. We stop asking for it in his name. Who's done that? Because I know I have. Father God, I just say thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Guys and girls, I ask you to stand up with me. I want you to just think of that first time that Jesus called you. When you first heard his name, can you remember it? Yeah.
even in the places where you're thinking that I can't remember it and it doesn't matter anymore and, you know, all that stuff's not for me anymore, can you remember it? You can still remember it even if you deny it. You can remember it. So can we agree that we've been chosen?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because this is a corporate thing that we're doing now. This is not a singular thing that we're doing now. This is just not a one-off. See, because if it was only just me, that Jesus would die on the cross just for me, but he did it for all of us together. And sometimes we actually forget that we can do this together. Let's repeat. Father God, I have been chosen.
Father God, I have been chosen.
There is an appointment on my life.
There is an appointment on my life.
I say thank you that you are going to equip every single thing that I'm going to need.
Thank you. You're going to equip everything that I'm going to need.
And the fruit, Lord, is going to change.
It's
going to be everlasting.
It's going to be everlasting.
And Father God, I say this in your name.
I say this in your name. In the name of Jesus.
How does it feel now to recognize that God is in your life? Father God, I say thank you for this church. I say thank you for Pastor Colin and his wife. I say thank you for the elders of the church. Lord, I say thank you for every single chair in this church.
Yes.
Every single chair in this church, Lord. I remember being in Dovegate, I used to pray for the chairs one at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lord, sometimes we need to get back to the basics. We need to pray for the captives set free. They're not just in Dovegate.
Yeah.
They're all over the UK. I say thank you for this church that's honoured us, people that they never knew, that they never met, that they were part of the equipment, Lord, that we needed to do what we were doing. And Father God, I just put your name above all my worries, all my struggles, all my stresses, all my things, Lord. I make Jesus Christ my King, my Saviour, and my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is what heaven looks like.
Praise God.